Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of one and just here for my technical and very something I'm actually good at. I tap myself on the shoulder every time I wake up. And I did not know that I was good at it until, you know, John said, oh yeah, come here, sit here. Let's see what you can do with these microphones. I was like, oh, I'm good at this. Thank you very much, boss. Don't worry, I'll take it from here. And ever since then, and that was in 2022, time flies, right? Now we're in 2026, and December is, today we're going to talk about singleness, since single lives matter too, people. And I didn't come up with this. Turns out, you know, being single is also, is going out there. There are a lot of people, how do I put this, the land of the brave cares so much for single people that it has attracted national attention. That singleness is on the rise, people. It's on the rise. So, how do we solve this problem? Well, one thing we know, at least the part of the world where I am, is that December is a relationship complication month, and January is a relationship negotiation month. Like, you know what? From the time that we passed the Okahanja, then, you know, my phone went off, my charger, you know, stopped working, my battery would not charge past 1%, you know, all those things. We have a whole month of January to basically sort that out so that we are all ready for 14 February. That's Valentine's Day. Then from there, it's just, lovey-dovey again until November, then the cycle repeats. Welcome to life. It's an occupational hazard. Nah, don't worry. It's, one of those things. But, I'm just here to talk about singleness, and not because I am. No, I'm not. I'm proudly. Let's leave it at proud. Where are we? Let's now before we dive into this whole singleness thing, let's just remind ourselves the importance, you know, the je ne sais quoi of being in a, you know, of being in a relationship, be it, just dating or marriage. There's a je ne sais quoi to all of them. And, by the way, again, I think this is where the phrase je ne sais quoi applies very, 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 very well. Because, well, it's so complicated, I don't know is the correct way to describe it. I mean, you are looking for the right words to describe the situation, to describe everything from situationship to relationship to marriage, but you just can't find the words in your own language, let alone the colonial one. Now, before we dive into that, and before I come back to you, actually use two main examples that I come with this morning. One is in the media, but one that's going to dominate is from a developed country, aka South Korea. Hey, South Korea is going through a lot to South Korea. Hey. Yeah, but let's give a chance to Shania Twain to blaze our, you know, today's Mind the Gap. Just remember that December is a relationship complication month. January is relationship sorting out problems, sorting out issues month. So that by February 14, we are all ready for, oh, surprise! And then from there, you know, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, by the end there, we start having, you know, a little bit of issues. And now, why did you leave the microwave open? You know, I can't believe you, you know, you did not, you know, breathe properly. Why do you like to snow even when you are walking? Things like that. And that leads to December complication. In January, we fix it. It's a circle of love. Is it a circle of love or a circle of life? Now, assuming that my girlfriend is not listening to any of this nonsense, let's go to, Shania Twain.
What sorcery is this? Oh, okay. Problem solved. Technology. Eish. That's a sign that we are growing old.
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whisper. heard when you told me I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day. 'Cause I'm keeping you forever.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So we start with today's, not we start, we dive into today's conversation. In 2022, it was reported that in South Korea, dog strollers outsold baby. Outsold the ones for babies, whatever they call those things where you put babies when you're strolling them or rocking them to sleep. Now, that's a developed country, which with the political and economic capabilities that we can only admire, those of us that are in the land of the brave. Now the goal is for us to be one day reach that economic capability, economic production level in terms of industrialization. But here's the thing. With industrial growth comes some serious social issues. The Japanese are going through that right now. You have schools closing. There's one village, there's one village. There are actually several villages where the remaining residences of the villages are making, dolls out of, these giant dolls out of pieces of clothes. And then just scattering them all over the village to signify what, the life that, the life that the village once had. So, for countries that are on the industrial or development path that a lot of developed countries have already achieved, we don't actually see the social changes that are going to come with the economic goals that we are looking forward to. Now, why does that happen? Well, you don't have to be an expert to figure out one thing. The more people the more people work for industrialization and to try to develop their country industrial-wise, the more industries, of course, are built, the more investments are, the more investment is done both domestic and foreign, and the more, industries are built and the more people, actually, go hands-on in terms of, in terms of work and the technical things and, life is good. And, everyone wants a job, right? Everyone wants a job because, if you don't have a job, it's kind of difficult to afford this stuff these days because we have, ever since we shifted from the agrarian way of life to the industrial way of life. So you have to work for you to earn a living, for you to be able to feed not just yourself, but for, your family and everyone and those around you. Now, if you are African, then you know that a family, the family more often means extended, not nuclear. So that means you are looking beyond my wife and I. You are looking at, your brothers, basically your siblings, her siblings, or his siblings, cousins, uncles, nephews, niece, aunties, you name them. All these people will just be like, well, we know that guy, Which is why I always argue that this whole funeral cover thing, it's kind of difficult to implement if when you have the African cultural definition of family. Because, everyone is like, you need the funeral cover, otherwise who's gonna bury you? Are you kidding me? My family, if they came together at my funeral, you would need a choir. You'd already have one. Muscles for slaughtering a cow, because I know most of them are just gonna be there for the meat, but I don't care, they are there. Plus, they are doing the burying, so I don't, I'm dead. I don't really have a lot of things to worry about. Unless you tell me that people also get worried in the spiritual world, then I don't really know. I don't understand life. Because if people also get worried and angry in the spiritual realm, then you are telling me that the stress in this life is not enough. There is more. So once you die and get to the spiritual side, you also still get angry. And look, the thing is, it's not that I'm against the spiritual world. All I'm saying is, as long as there is a spiritual version of Nami Breweries and Mjolo, that'd be nice. Look, it's a heart aching. But it adds, French phrase. Not French fries. French phrase. Je ne sais quoi applies. Eish. One problem I have with this whole spiritual is, you will go in the afterlife and be in the, still alive in the spiritual realm. Really? The problem I have with that is this. Now, in the spiritual realm or in heaven, or wherever you want to be, are you sure there's nothing that's annoying there? Because I have run into people that I look at and go like, I'm pretty sure even when this guy dies, even his spirit is going to be as annoying, if not worse, than he is right now. Sometimes you just look at how annoying or brutal someone is and go like, I know condoms came with HIV, but I think they should have come much earlier because of the people like that. Like, take for example, There's one, I think, I'm not sure if it's in the 1970s or 1980s, when one idiot in Germany, raped and killed a small girl, I think about 12, 13 years old. So, the law, on the other hand, decided to, you know, this is actually one of the reasons why I like my show. Because I get to point out things that are obvious, people that are too politically correct don't want to point out. Now, what happened to that? Now, what happened to a fully grown idiot raped a kid and went ahead to murder him? So the law was like, you know what? Let's not promote mob justice. Let's just let the law take its course. Unless you have been in a situation where that mother was, I don't care how many PhDs you have in judiciary exercises, you don't understand crap about that situation. So, that madam was like, okay, fine, fine, let's leave it in the hands of the law. Let's leave it in the hands of the law. In the middle of a trial, she pulls out a gun, 9mm, I think, and then 9mm the life out of the guy, the rapist. And then you see, you know, you have the police now, you know, you have the police coming in to restrain her. She was arrested and like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm like, what'd she do? She didn't do anything. If you ask me, she didn't do anything. Again, am I here to promote mob justice? No. I'm here to explain to you that you can have 10 PhDs. There are situations that you can have 10 PhDs in being a judge. There are situations that will make you put aside those 10 PhDs and say, you know what? Some of these things we have to handle the traditional way. Like I always say, when I rise to power, people like that will be, the punishment will be castration. Actually, castration is me being politically correct. It's me being politically correct. Now, moving on. As developing countries, where we are going, we want to develop as a country, in a sense of reaching the industrial level, that we see in countries like Japan, South Korea. China is one that is racing faster than a bamboo. The Scandinavian countries, that's more often referenced in a lot of European example of what to do as a nation's leader. Although Trump is like, you know what, if my country is declining socially, morally, and everything, I'm just bringing Europe with me. Thank you very much. And then he meets with executives. Oil executives. We'll get to that oil executive in a few. I have actually a perfect explanation for why that is. I don't know why it's shocking everyone, but my political enthusiasm just have made me politically numb to political stupidity. Because I just look at that, and every time that a politician does something ridiculous, I have a historical reference somewhere in the past to actually, well, say, well, this is not the first time this is happening in politics. Now, yeah. So, back to singleness. Now, the sale of pets carriers in South Korea has surpassed, this was in 2022, take that, you know, put that in mind, has surpassed that of baby strollers for the first time, underlying the country's worryingly low fertility rate. I don't think it's a fertility rate. I think it's a birth rate. It's a birth rate. Because of the high cost of living being one of them, a lot of people are either deciding to not be in any kind of relationship that is intimate, or two, being in a relationship, then they both agree that kids are not on the table, or three, being in a relationship and agreeing that a kid is on the table, singular. Because, when you just have one and look at the expenses that comes with raising a kid from kindergarten, actually forget kindergarten, from, the medical checkups during pregnancy, pre and postnatal care, all the way through to college, then you are sitting with a giant bill. So a lot of, couples that are, you know, a lot of people that are deciding to be couple and deciding to have kids are not having more than one. As a result, the economy is not doing well, it's not going to do wonderfully in the near future, because every economy, no matter how big it is, especially the big ones, they need a workforce. In other words, shareholders must learn to understand that bedroom activities is where the workforce is produced, not universities. Universities are intermediaries. Before they get to the university, someone was busy not using a condom at some point. Okay, maybe I need a song for this one. With Ponchi Ponchi, let's get back to singleness and where the world is headed. Last year, for those of you that are listeners or listeners of Homerun, you did just a very high, you listened to one of the shows that I had on Homerun around towards the end of the year when I was talking about the UN's statistical, population statistics, where they looked at population all across the planet. And one thing they looked at is that the population is declining. Birth rates, that's what they mean. That's actually what's, that's how it's, one way of determining that the population of a country is declining. Where there's a low birth rate, then you know that, well, that's not good for the population, especially if you want your population to grow. Again, the population growth, that's where the workforce comes from. AI and robots taking over the, some of the jobs, that's still a work in progress. And one of the biggest debate that you find in the AI world right now is that AI could be a bubble that could burst and actually lead to a lot of financial chaos, all across the planet. Now, if that is true and the AI bubble really, goes kaboom, then we will be reminded once again that, we need more human resources. And like I said, universities don't produce workers. Universities train workers. Mujolo produces workers. I don't know why people don't like to face this reality. You need to produce, no. For universities to train them, they must have to register. One of the things that you need to register is your father's name. That means that's the guy whose hard work we must all learn to appreciate loudly. We are not very good at appreciating it loudly. You have to congratulate people for taking that risk in this economy. Because believe me, it's not a very good risk. Not a very good one. But before we continue, let's take the time to pay the bills. Commercial break.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend.
So, where are we? Universities, technicians, kindergarten, high school, all these institutions, what they do is they train. They're all a training process for a worker. They don't produce workers. Let's understand that. Actually, that's the argument I'm here to make. Universities don't produce workers. Mm-mm. Universities train workers. We know where workers are produced. Let's not kid ourselves here. We're all adults. See your life. Now, back to our Asia example. Now, the trend that was observed and reported back in 2022 in South Korea were dog strollers. It turns out in rich countries they have dog strollers. Hey, people are rich, you. Dog stroller. You don't say. Because where I come from, there's a lot of loose end. If you're going to have a dog or baby stroller, That thing better have 4x4 capabilities only available in Land Cruiser. Well, if Land Cruiser made baby strollers, they would be suitable for my village. But because last time I checked, Land Cruiser doesn't produce any of that, then I don't see a baby stroller thing working out very well at my village. No. Mm-mm. That doesn't work. Does not work. So, the East Asian country's fertility rate declined to a historic low of 0.78 in 2022, the lowest globally and well below the replacement rate. Replacement rate is what they call, this is a ratio of your, child, basically birth and death statistics. If you have a lot of people kicking the bucket, if you have more people kicking the bucket, or you have more people going into retirement than the, than the birth rate, the replacement is not looking very good at that point. So that means very soon your country is going to find itself in a situation where they have a large pensioner population and a very small working population. And pensioners are 60 and above, they're at the time, at that age, they must be taken care of in the very same way that they took care of you and I when they were the working class. When they reach retirement, it's our turn to take care of them. Now, what happens is that when you don't have, when you have a big pensioner population when you have a pension population that's bigger than your working population, and that working population is also overworked because of some shareholders that just want to maximize shareholders, therefore they don't want to employ more people to give a lot of the working class time to basically breathe and do something outside the workplace. What that leads to is that at the end of the day, you have a lot of people deciding, okay, you know what, I'm too busy for a child. I'm too busy for a relationship. I'm too busy for that. I'm too busy for this. So then they find themselves reaching retirement and they don't have a kid. Now, where I come from in my culture, they say that if you die without having a kid, wait, it's not practiced anymore, right? I have to call my dad and confirm that. It turns out if you die without having a kid, they say, before you are buried, they take a call, and then put it in between Mount Everest and Mount Kilimanjaro, and then bury you because you left the planet without any seeds. You didn't sow anything. So they just sow a black coal in between your Mount Kilimanjaro and Mount Everest. And then say, bid you farewell. Really? Have to find out if that's still being practiced. You are... don't have to worry. Okay, we're not doing that anymore, right? I need to call someone. Oh, my dad and I are talking after this. Now, moving on. So, what we have... that's in my culture. I don't know if it's done in other cultures, but if you are Davango and Bugushu, you don't have a kid and you die without one. Not to scare you, but, no pun intended again, but, call is coming your way. That call will be somewhere. So, baby strollers outsold, dog strollers outsold baby strollers in South Korea in 2022. Now, according to Gmarket, an e-commerce platform operated in 57% of operators. Yeah, the Gmarket, an e-commerce platform operator, 57% of the strollers sold in 2023 in South Korea were pets, compared to 43%. For babies. Now, the Korea Times responded, reported on that case. Now, the corresponding figures were 33% and 67% respectively in 2021. And that's not good. That is not good. As fewer children are born in the country and Now, according to the Korean Times, that's a newspaper. More people are opting to raise pets, and more than 6 million households in South Korea had pets in 2022, up from 3.6 million in 2012. So that figure almost doubled. So people are opting for pets more than they are for kids, because let's face it. Well, if I get a cat, that thing is not going for kindergarten. The only thing I have to worry about is veterinary bills. That's all. Walking it, food and all that. That pet is not going to turn 18 and say, you know what, now I have to go to college. And by the way, I knocked up some girl. It turns out pets, you can castrate. You can't do that to people. Well, the government will be on your, you know, on your neck. Unless it was a, you know, willing castrator type of situation that you are dealing with. Now, the president now called the plummeting birth rate a national emergency and announced the creation of Ministry of Low Birth Rate counter planning. Again, this is where I have a problem with politicians. The problem here is the South Korean economy is massive. The South Korean economy is massive. And economy like that requires a lot of hands on deck to get things done. Now, to pull that off, you need people working day in, day out. Now, if they are always working and they dedicate their entire life to saving the economy, well, guess what they are going to spend most of their time on? They go to school with the economy in mind, kindergarten, economy in mind, you know, they go to work, economy in mind. So they have more economy in mind than non-economic things like, you know, I don't know, getting late. Now, at the end of the day, what you're going to have is this plummeting birth rate. The creation of a Ministry of Low Birth Rate is not going to cut it. Employ more people, one, and give people a day or two off per week. Let them focus on something that is, you know, has nothing to do with work. The people that say, oh, you know, just leave your personal life at work, don't bring it at work. Well, I would argue that personal life and work life are very intertwined. They are very intertwined in more ways than a lot of people are willing to admit. Why? Easy. It was on I need to take a leave. I need to take my girlfriend or my wife on vacation. You know, we have to go out. That's how that's where the future workforce is coming from. I don't understand. Governments don't get this thing. It's things like have a day off, you know, have a little bit of bonus here. Not throwing shots to my boss, of course. Wink, wink. Now, just have a little bit of like a bonus here. You know, take your girlfriend to to Etosha, and take one that will not do things that will force you to leave them there and come back alone. In other words, okay, let's leave it there. Moving on. Go to the village. Go strawberry picking. I don't get that, but well, turns out a lot of people like it, like strawberry picking. It's so romantic. Strawberry picking? It's romantic? How? I'm saying it's not because they say strawberry picking. Unless there is eating after picking, and I just don't see why that is important. You know, let's do things together as a couple. Go out there. You know, leave a little bit. That leaving a little bit more often involves a lot of condoms are optional. This we can look at the statistics. I mean, even on Christmas, kids were being born. So, congratulations. Workforce. Now, for countries like Namibia, seems like we are still on a good trajectory. But the more countries develop, the more people have dedicate their a lot of their industries towards just keeping the economy afloat. The thing is, there is no level, there's no level that, there's no level of economic growth that will make a country go like, no, I think we can focus on some other things now. They, you know, we have developed, our country enough. No. The only country that, that prioritizes, anything else other than economic growth, that basically prioritizes happiness, that has been known to set an example of prioritizing happiness. I think they even got to the point of creating, didn't they create the Ministry of Happiness back in the 1980s? That's Bhutan. They're like, you know what? We know economic growth is important, but here's the thing. You can have a functioning economy with a bunch of miserable people if you don't concurrently run economic growth with social programs. You're going to have a very well-functioning economy with people that are depressed to the core. So, everyone is focused on foreign direct investment. Everyone is focused on, let's get to this level of economic growth by this year. Let's get to this level of industrial growth by this year. No one is saying, let's have this level of mental health capabilities by this year. So, and we are surprised when we find out that the more a country grows, and you look at the suicide statistics are also going through the roof. And more often that's coming from what? Loneliness. It's depressing. It becomes very depressing. Why? And we can see this in a lot of urban areas. Everyone have surrounded themselves with a wall. You can live for 10 years in a house. You don't know a thing about your neighbors. You can be in the house alone and everyone is on holiday and you'll be depressed. You'll feel lonely like crazy. Because, well, you can't just, this one thing that we underappreciate about the village. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, hi neighbor, how are you? And then have a chat, maybe just go, go out for a beer. There are people that are doing that. More often it ends up with, the neighbor contributing to the workforce, helping neighbor. But the point is, there are a lot of things in African countries, developing countries. Let me just say, not just Africa. There are a lot of things socially that a lot of developing countries don't appreciate now. But when we lose it, we are going to look back at these days and go like, there was a time when we had this. There was a time when we had that. That's when nostalgia now comes in. Oh, that explains a lot. Enjoy every moment, people. For some reason, moments are not really appreciated until they are gone. That's when we're like, you remember when we did this and that was so fun. We only introspect and wish we should have done more. But when we are in that moment, you go like, hey, what the heck? It's just one of those days. Turns out, nope. It's not just one of those days. So, it's 15 minutes to the hour of 12. You just tuned in. This is Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And I'm here until the hour of 1. Just one awesome song before we come back to again. Let's go with let's go with one of the reasons why a lot of people are choosing to be single.
got love, we get over yours. Anybody have a remedy or a cure? Someone call the doctor or an urgency crew. Come and carry feelings, say yo, say yo, say yo. We got love, we get over yours. Anybody have a remedy or a cure? Someone call the doctor or an urgency crew. Come and carry feelings, say yo, say yo. My pillow, cause your love is wicked. Cry me a river, cause your love is wicked. Friends come around, say your love is wicked. But the kisses when you get, don't you know it's wicked. Wait for your call, cause your love is wicked. Can't sleep at all, cause your love is wicked. Pain in my heart, cause your love is wicked. But the luck when you get, don't you know it's wicked.
Yeah, that's something, something, Love is Wicked. The song came out in high school. We didn't listen. Then a couple of jealous later, they were like, oh, now I know. Hey, ah, Ibana, now I know. Now, 10 minutes to the hour of 12. So let's bring this discussion back home now, because I only have like 40 minutes of rambling before I go on full playing DJ. And if you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 1, just your weekend show, playing DJ / comedian all at the same time. You know, that sets it apart from Home Run, albeit there's an occasional jokes in between the whole financial, economic, and the political discussions that we usually have on Home Run with yours truly, Dwight Links. So, in the land of the brave now, let's bring this home before we can just go back to that. Let's just, just sum up something. Boy, time is flying. Now, the president of South Korea back in 2022 now came back, said the low birth rate is a national emergency. And, then, she went on to say that, we will mobilize, saying they will want to create the Ministry of Low Birth Rate, counter planning. Really? You need a whole ministry for that? The elephant in the room. People are too busy. And too busy means what? A lot of stress. And everyone that did a little bit of biology will tell you that stress, not only does it knock you off the mood of doing anything in the bedroom, but it also contributes, that's high stress levels, also contributes to infertility. Not only does it impact the performance, it also impacts, your performance in the bedroom. It also impacts your, the swimming ability of the boys in their destination towards the light where the life is created. Sometimes I admire just how dirty my mind can get. It sometimes it shocks even me. The part where my girlfriend will say you need prayers. Maybe not. Let's go with president. The president then went on to say that we will mobilize all of the nation's capabilities to overcome the low birth rate. How? You know what's the elephant in the room again? The economy needs workforce. It's a lot of cogwheels locked together where if one of them stopped, it will be a catastrophe. Which can be considered a national emergency. The president said, I think the important thing going forward is indeed the economy. And there is a problem. Corporate growth and job creation are important, too. But what I think is more important is to try harder to look for what is inconvenient in the life of each and every person and to solve them. South Korea's demographic crisis is blamed in a number, on a number of factors, but frustration with the risk of cost of living and the decline in quality of life is considered to be primary reason. It's the cost of living. People are deciding not to have kids because it's expensive to raise one. Okay, why would you have five kids that you don't know prospects of? How am I going to send them to school? What does their future look like? Gone are the days of just crossing your fingers and hoping one of them will come out to be a teacher or a nurse, and then the burden of the entire family, siblings, all 50 of them from different mothers. Now, just put them on that one person. So, now, this is where you have now Western culture on a collision course with, a Western culture, more like a Western culture fused with the industrialization culture, on a collision course, a very ugly one with the African culture. Because, in the agrarian, and we all had to transition before industrial revolution, much of the world relied very much on agriculture, farming in one or another, be it animal husbandry or crop farming. But after the invention of machines and you have now urban life and industry, skill-based way of doing things in terms of industrialization, not agrarian. One thing that we begin to see is that, it becomes somewhat very difficult to be there. Now, as a parent, now you have to balance between providing for the kids or providing for your family, or as a breadwinner, you have to balance between providing for your family and being there with them. You have to provide and also be present. Most of the opportunities that enables you to provide are not in rural areas. And in these rural areas, there are no opportunities. So you have to move to an urban area. And these urban areas, you really wish you could move the whole family in that urban area, but then it's too expensive to bring everyone with you. So now you have this split where you are in Windhoek, the families in the north, you can't bring everyone to Windhoek because Windhoek is just ridiculously expensive for just you alone. And now you have, and you can't go to the north because the opportunity that enables you to provide are here in Windhoek. So now you're in Windhoek, they're in the north. You now have to traverse, trying to balance between providing for them from here and then traveling from time to time to be with them. And you only have maybe a week or two. About what? Like 21 days according to the Labor Act? With a few sick leave here and there, you can just shoehorn everything in there. But after hours of traveling, when you get there, you are too exhausted to even say hi. So, a life like that, why would you want people to have kids in an environment like that? Because those kids are now raised by one of the two parents, and they don't have both parents, and that has some, their own psychological issue that comes with that. And now we are feeding prisons more than we are feeding universities. So now you understand why a lot of people are just deciding, you know what, if I'm gonna decide to have children, I'm gonna have a child. If I'm gonna decide to be in a relationship, I'm not gonna have a kid. I'd rather just get a pet. Because our economic appetite is working very much against our social life, which is in turn impacting our mental health. Now, you see, it's a lot of domino effects that comes with it. But then again, turns out it's the 21st century, we have to adapt. Yeah. So before we bring it to Namibia, let's go with something local, and let's make it, let's make sure that it's, it's lekker. Ooh, found one. Mr. Allergic to T-shirts. 3 minutes past the hour of 12, so that means I have 27 minutes to basically rumble a few, a few of what is left. That's why we should bring this conversation home now. Let's leave South Korea alone. That was just a template that, just one example that we had to set. That I used, but that problem seems to have arrived here sooner than the economic capabilities that we want to achieve, at least. Now, the problem that we are dealing with, at least, is Singuru. Eternally seeing, seeing according to your maps. Thank you very much for remembering that. Your maps up next, with a single. Yebo. Awesome. Now, before we go to that, to basically point out, bro, your maps say better than a single. Singleness, pandemic. That's just being too dramatic. Pandemic? Really? But anyway, this is in one of the local newspapers. Now, the rise in singlehood has become a global phenomenon. Isn't it interesting that everyone is just... but anyway, the word single here, you have to understand that it's, single is more often used in a reference to not being married type of single. Situationship, or relationship, whatever type of ship that you have running, that's not that, you know, you are actually thrown in the bucket of single. So this is a single here is used in a reference to married or not married. So, the rise in singlehood has become a global phenomenon. Today's Namibia's unmarried people are almost equivalent to the country's entire population 14 years ago. Now, in 2023, the Namibian Statistics Agency recorded that 69.7% of the population, this is Namibia, 15 years and above, had never experienced marriage. You want people to experience marriage at 15. Namibia's total population has increased from 2,113,077 in 2011. Increased from 2,113,077 from 2,113,077 in 2011 to 3,022,401 in 2023. And count the numbers have gone up and also down. People are being born and people are also dying. Oh boy. That's the reality of life, people. There is nothing we can do. In 2011, more than half, that which is 59% of the population, was recorded as unmarried, and aka single. And in 2023, a total of 2.1 million were recorded as unmarried. Now, the NSA also recorded that, consensual unions, which have dropped from 7.5% since 2011 and stood at 4.1% in 2023. And in that phase of falling figures, one expert says that it's not a crisis, but rather a transformation. Oh, we're headed to a crisis, because even the UN recognizes that a lot of developed countries are facing, population decline already. But developing countries, that's why a lot of companies are actually shifting to, that's why from the early 2000s, you know, with the, is it the Goldman Sachs guys? You know, that basically made that the economic projection that is that emerged in for you know in an economic block that we now know as BRICS. Economists were able to do that prediction in 2000. That's literally 25 years ago. Right? 25 years ago. Economists tell them, you know what, developed countries, you have to fasten up your seatbelt, because development is taking place faster in terms of growth projections. It's taking place faster today by calculations and by growth projections. It's taking place faster today in developed countries than it is in developing countries than it is in developed countries. That was in 2000. Fast forward to 2026. People are still shocked. Why are all companies going to the developed countries? For one, these multinational companies are doing forecast years in advance. What's this software that, there's this risk management type of software that, I think, who is this? BlackRock, the multi-trillion dollar, literally, asset management firm, they have, I think it's a piece of software they call Aladdin. Multinational corporations are doing projections like prophecy. They are looking 5, 10, 20 years ahead. Where is the economy going? That's what they are looking at. We have New Year's resolution. These guys have new decades resolution. In 2000, a bunch of CEOs told a bunch of American companies that the economy is going the direction of China, Russia, South Africa, and Brazil. These are economists that told, you know, that basically gave somewhat of a handwriting on the wall type of sign to American politicians that if you want to have a healthy economy from the year 2000 moving forward, you may want to be friends with China, Russia, Brazil, South Africa, throw Nigeria in that bucket, because that's where the economic development is headed. Did they listen? No. To this day, now that's where you are seeing this bot diplomacy now coming in, because that's a sign of desperation. That's a sign of desperation. They are just bombing the heck out of everything. One of the very obvious reason that can easily be pointed out, because if you look at the trade volume, of a lot of American, of a lot of South American countries with China, one of the reason why the US find that threatening is because not just the Monroe Doctrine. It's because that projection that was given to them by those wonderful gentlemen at Goldman Sachs in 2000, it's now coming to fruition, and it's scary. Again, that's one of the signs. China comes in and trade, the US shows up with a gun. So when China shows up, it's, can we trade with you? When the US shows up, it's either we do it my way or the highway. Now you totally understand why everyone is like, okay, you know what? I'd rather deal with the Chinese than you. It's not rocket science. When the Chinese shows up, they are negotiating. When the US shows up, they are bulldozing decisions through. Have you listened to Stephen Miller? You don't expect someone like that to be a diplomat. That guy would make the worst diplomat on the planet, because he's saying everything within what are you going to do? Because, well, we have the biggest army. If we want something, we're going to come and get it. And for those of you that are not geopolitical fanatics, maybe Stephen Miller is someone that's new. Stephen Miller, I think, is one of those gentlemen that served in the, in the military. And he was part of the guys that were causing chaos in Iraq. There are a bunch of videos of Stephen Miller as an army officer. Just listen to what he's saying. And you see that he have not changed at all. Diplomacy is not his strong suit. Bulldozing. That's his strong suit. So now the diplomatic relations, now the US is making a lot of decisions that's leading to a lot of diplomatic relations, being severed, not just with a lot of developing countries, but also with a lot of developed countries like those ones that you find in Europe. Now the Europeans are like, okay, NATO, Article 5 of NATO, they didn't see that coming, did they? If you ask me, they should have. They should have. Article 5 of NATO states that if you attack NATO member states, then all NATO member states will come and attack you in a retaliation. What they didn't think of is, I'm pretty sure one of them asked that question and it was dismissed in when they were coming up with this whole NATO idea. What happens when one of us goes cuckoo and starts threatening one of us? What do we do then? They don't have that in their whole NATO legislations. Except right now, that's exactly what's happening. Actually, that happened back in the Trump's first administration, when they were threatening to literally attack the Netherlands after the International Criminal Court started saying that they want to initiate investigations into the possible war crimes committed by U.S. Service members in the Middle East, especially Iraq and Afghanistan. That's when the U.S. literally passed the Hague Invasion Act. That if you arrest any of our servicemen, we'll attack you. Last time I checked, the Netherlands is a prime member of NATO. So they didn't... That should have been a sign that, you know what, let's figure... It's one of those things of, you know, as you can imagine, all the NATO member states were like, well, it's not happening to me. Well, I mean, it's just happening to the Netherlands. The Netherlands were like, okay, now it's happening to Denmark. Now Denmark is going, hey, yeah, whoa. Okay, you know what? We should have seen this from the NATO, from the Hague Invasion Act, that it was going to come and bite us in the behind. Now the entire Europe is on its, you know, it's on its toes. What are we going to do? Well, thank God I'm in Southern Africa. Now, moving on. So, when something is impacting someone, help. Because tomorrow is going to be you. Becky, was that in 2015 or 16? It was the Hague Invasion Act. Now, is we are taking Greenland. The Hague Invasion Act, as you can imagine, everyone was like, that's a Dutch problem. They'll have to do, we don't want to deal with that. And now it's a Greenland, that's when everyone is going, you know what? We should have listened. Yeah, you should have. You gotta love geopolitics. It's awesome. So. Now, here's the thing. One thing that you need to know is that, whether you like it or not, bullying doesn't last very long. It doesn't. I think an hour of 30 minutes of a lot of rambling, an hour 29 minutes and a few seconds of rambling when the U.S. president met with oil executives. One gentleman pointed out that, this is not going to work. You want us to invest in Venezuela. That's a good idea. How do we do that? Because one of the things that you look at when you are looking at long-term investment, and that's what oil investment is. It's a long-term investment. If you look at the industry baseline survey that was produced by Deloitte Namibia on Namibia's oil blueprint, as in how many years are left in between now to the extraction and basically making money off of these resources. You're looking at 2035. That's where I'll actually put it 2035 just to be safe. And those will be your early days of production. But full production, I don't know, you're looking at 2040. Now, from here to 2030, that's 5 years. Make it four. I already started with this one. 2030 to 2035, another 5 years. 2030 to 2040, 15 years. 2045, now we're talking. That's a 20 years lifespan. 20 years, that's a whole generation. And you have to wait. Here's why it doesn't, it does not make sense. Because Trump, in this administration, is promising executives that if they invest a lot of money in Venezuela and basically steal their oil, what's going to happen is he's giving them security guarantees for their investment. Except he's in office for only 5 years. Unless he's planning on turning in Mobutu Sese Seko, I don't see how that's going to work. And if he's planning on pulling off a Mobutu Sese Seko, then he's safe. But if it's he's planning on upholding democracy, which is not something that he cares about, because, well, here's the thing. He bombed a sovereign country and kidnapped their president without briefing Congress, aka their version of what you refer to here as parliament. But he made time to address oil executives. That guy's not planning on leaving office, is he? Because if I go to Botswana as a president, send the military to Botswana, kidnap the president, kill the, kill a bunch of their civilians, and then, because they have a lot of cattle, right? They have a lot of cattle. And then I just gather around a bunch of shoemaking industry executives, Shilongo leather being among them, that, you know what, don't worry. You are now going to have unlimited leather for your shoes. They'll be coming from Botswana, don't worry. I can give you security guarantees. One thing for sure is that the people of Botswana are going to hate our living guts. And you can imagine the hate between Venezuela and the United States right now. That's piling on top of the hate coming from the sanctions. The painful thing is, it's ordinary people start hating each other. I'm like, what do you do to each other? It's just a bunch of politicians kicking the heck out of each other. Now, what do you do? But you're going to benefit from the oil? Because believe me, no. Those oil executive companies are there to serve shareholders more than ordinary citizens. Therefore, if it works, you have a lot of very rich shareholders becoming filthy rich. So, but nah, it turns out when you like security guarantees, yeah, this is the reason why that executive guy asked that question, because he knows how this works out. BP thought the same thing in the 1950s in Iran. They're like, okay, no, all we just have to do is kick out this guy that wants to nationalize it, put in our own puppet, and give him unlimited money and unlimited funding so that he can basically kill anyone that wants to overthrow him. What happened? He was overthrown. It's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Homeboy is going to get overthrown. Now, imagine you are pouring billions of dollars of investment in a country that's already politically and economically unstable. And then the political instability escalates to a civil war. Now those billions of dollars, you don't have anyone to ask the money from because, well, they didn't have a legitimate government because you took down the one that was supposed to be legitimate in the first place. Because you didn't want to negotiate, you just want to, let's do this, my way or the highway. Yeah, it turns out after, 4 years of being at Eagle FM, I think I make more, I'm convinced that I will make a better diplomat than most politicians. I don't think I will make a better warmonger. No, that's a Dick Cheney thing. And Bush Jr. and Henry Kissinger. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Principal. Actually, CEO. Warmongering. Actually, there's a whole list of those. So they throw Tony Blair in that bucket. Yeah, we just went into Libya, bombed that country, killed a lot of people, displaced a million. We're sorry. Now, this is where I think rich people are out of touch with reality. You can't kill someone's relative and then just say, oops, sorry. No, that crap doesn't work. I know that because if someone killed your relative and they came and said sorry, you wouldn't listen to it. Even if an army of international criminal court judges told you to, you would not listen to any of that. Because in situations like that, emotions runs high. They overwhelm reason. And that's when even the nicest person becomes a monster. All it just takes is just one wrong day to turn the nicest person into Adolf Hitler. It's very easy. It's more difficult to turn Adolf Hitler into a nice person than to turn a nice person into Adolf Hitler. It's very easy. It's not rocket science. All you just have to do is, well, everyone has a reason why they hold on to life. You take away that reason, you have a loose cannon on your hands. Isn't life just beautiful? Life, very beautiful. So, back to singleness. I didn't order that. Yeah, that I ordered.
Bera ni mafuna ko chikonde, ni mafuna kungala ko panzi, manje mu machoka che misozi, no. Ni maesa kungala ko ambo, kufaita kuchita na struggle, pati ima limba monga che ni lambo, no. Ase 1, 2, pamani using a tabe 3, 4, ni mangala chize. One, two, mama ne yosinga tabe three, four, ni mangala kungala kungala
Welcome back. Well, being single is a choice. You can just, well, decide to be single. And but again, this is singleness in reference to not being married. That's the singleness they are talking about here. So this is like, expand the definition beyond just you having a few nights alone, then like, my God, I'm single. Not that type of singleness. That's why I like to say that, there are a lot of homeless people in this, in this world. We just don't want to admit that we are sick, we are homeless. And I live in my parents' house, homeless. I live in a flat, homeless. I'm staying with my uncle, homeless. There are these beautiful apartments, homeless. There's this very nice, he's like a brother to me. We just met him. We work together, homeless. They are more homeless than we're willing to admit. Actually, the most pathetic type of homeless people is you and me that are renting. Bro, we are homeless. We just don't want to admit it. The homeless. I'm trying to find a colorful language to describe it, but let's go with homeless. So if you are going to decide to be single, so just make sure it's a choice, so, and if you do, stay away from my house, because, well, these days relationship problems are being solved from the look of things with 12-gauge shotguns and machetes. Jesus Christ. Guys, just break up. That's like hell, but, well, that's what Nami Brewery is there for. Which one makes more sense? Which one makes more sense? You take someone's life and then take yours. Or you take someone's life and then go to jail for the rest of your life. Or you just go out there and use that as a perfect excuse to get drunk 7 days a week. I'll go with the second one anytime. But now for those of you, again, if you know, it's single days. I mean, it's single, you know, it's a, the topic here is single, people. The topic here is single. So let's keep the music also single.
Carry the.
Better to be single, but if you decide to be single, don't get in my relationship. Otherwise, see, okay, I was going to say something, but I'll let Bisque take it over from here. Otherwise, see, when I catch you,
Caramba! Caramba!
That's a Kavango classic by Bisque. Me pata liangye ntene mina ya kwatere moto standa. When I catch you, you will speak it. But in Rukwangari. It makes sense in Rukwangari. If I catch you in my yard, you will speak it. It makes sense in Rukwangari. It doesn't make sense in English, but you get the point.
Tere mundo stata
me pacha
gange tere mundo ya
kura motopo Neina, kati kukopo Kwenye masuga nyomu na vatibako Neina to simono Zete nina ya kwa tere moto stata
Mepacha gange
Zete nina ya kwa tere moto stata
Mepacha gange
Zete nina ya kwa tere moto stata
Mepacha gange
Zete nina ya kwa tere moto stata
Mepacha gange
Zete nina ya kwa tere moto stata
Mepacha gange
Zete nina ya kwa tere moto stata
Get you in my yard, you will speak it. In my yard, that will be an excellent English translation before. I said it's a Kavango classic. It's a pretty old song, but still, you know, it's like, actually, it's like home. Because, well, that's from home. We have 22 minutes left to the hour of one. So, DJ playing time with yours truly here, helmed until the hour of one. So, up next is, that's the way it is. I know I'm going to sound like Elizabeth's show. No, it's not this one that she likes. Okay. Assuming she's not listening because I know she's going to punch me in the face if she does. But up next. Oh yeah.
Wycliffe, you're
That's the reason why. That is the reason why money. You know, that's the reason why a lot of people are choosing to be single is money. Dollar dollar billia. There are no dollar dollar billias. But that's why you're finding doctors. Doctors are implicated in the attacking of a prosecutor, a whole doctor? Wow, I have so many questions. Yeah. If I use your practice, and I find out that one of your doctors is implicated in questionable things like attacking a prosecutor, yeah, I'm changing. I'm changing. Because if you're capable of dousing someone in acid, a combination of sulfuric and hydrochloric, one of those, depending on concentration, is bad enough. Two of them? You okay? Wow.
Mission is a difficult one.
It always is, sir.
These are photos of Aya Bongo. She's to be deported back to a hostile country. You cannot let this happen.
In this refugee camp, everybody was waiting for word if they would get into the country or be deported. Me, I just wanted to see her get in, man. The sweetest girl.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. Yeah. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
She used to be sweet.
Some steal for the bill, they gotta pay the bill. Yeah.
She used to be
too nice, white clam paint con. We see on the beat. Oh. High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Just to get a pick up, yeah, she's a 10.
High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Again, she's a 10.
Never thought that she would come and work for the president. Just to join Washington.
Where my money at?
She falls. He calls. She had a good day, bad day, sunny day, rainy day. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
Close leg, don't get fake. Go out there and make my bread. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She ended up in a roll car, bruised up, scarred heart. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She falls.
Sing along now. Well, you're supposed to sing along. Okay, fine, I can hear you. To all my gorilla star again, on top of corners every day struggling. All the beautiful women get money, washing them dollar bills like laundry. Sing along now. Welcome back to Mind the Gap. A lot of people are actually hustling in a lot of different ways, most of which are illegal because we know life is hard. The cost of living is rising in every, well, that's true for everyone. The impact is being felt by everyone. You don't have to grab my phone. How is it? Well, it's not going to help. You will sell it for weed or crack, whatever you're going to buy after that. But, well, guess what? After that, and you are back to square one. You're back to, you know, to stealing again and again and again, and then you are going to steal from the wrong person. They pull a gun and then blow your brains, clean off, and now they are going to be in jail. They're going to be in jail, but guess where they're going to be? 2 meters underground. That's standard grave. Okay, not too much information. Moving on. 2 meters underground. Cause of death. iPhone 13. No, you people are very lucky that I'm not in charge of death certificates. Someone hits you in the head for breaking in the house and then you die and the cause of death is blunt force trauma to the head. Stop playing around. Cause of death, jumped in someone's yard and got schmucked in the head. I'm writing that on your death certificate. And we are putting it in a newspaper. You people have no idea how lucky you are. But you are. So, relationships. Let's keep the music. That was about money, the cost of living, blah, blah, blah. Now it's, let's get to, if that boy don't love you by now. Sierra, please take it over.
If you know he love you, let me see you two stairs. If you know he love you, it don't matter if you by yourself. If you know he love you,
leave that boy, don't love you by now.
If that boy don't love you, replace boy with man. If that man don't love you by now, he will never, ever, never. I know he's saying we are only together for the kids. I married her, but I love you. What type of a fool was I to marry her instead of waiting for you? The painful thing is that was said before. Not me, of course, not me. I'm not married yet. But what type of a fool or what type of a coward was I to marry her and not wait for you? That was a whole precedent saying that. It was a TV show. In the TV show Scandal. The Fitzgerald, President Fitz character. Saying that to Olivia Pope. Bro leaves his wife at home. Sits down his side chick. They have had some awesome bedroom gymnastics. And he looks at her. And at this point we both know, at least those of us that are men, we know which head is talking here. Not the head above his shoulder, obviously. The decisions, all the decisions are coming from the South Pole. No pun intended on the pole part. Okay, but, no pun intended. We know where that statement is coming from. What type of a coward was I to marry her instead of waiting for you? Married men can lie. Ha! 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 Married men, when they have, that actually explains a lot. If someone is married and they are involved with someone who knows that guy is married, that guy must have lied enough to dissolve the UN. You have got to lie on a whole another level. You must have a PhD in lying. Because having a girlfriend, I'm mindful of the fact that for some reason, there's some twisted psychology in the dating world that, people are more attracted, especially, ladies. Turns out you guys are more attracted to someone who is married. Not all of you, of course. It turns out, there are those that are having a cuckoo type of mentality of, if he's married, he must have something good going for him. Really? In that case, then I can't wait to get married. And then get shot in the head. That's not how I die. What type of a coward was I to marry her instead of waiting for you? We are only together for the kids. They have two kids at the time. We are only together for the kids. I married her, but I love you. A year down the line, the wife is pregnant. The one he doesn't love is pregnant. We only have three kids together. We are only together for those three kids. I married her, but I love you. 2-3 years down the line. We're only together for those 5 kids. I married her, but I love you. 10 years! We're only together for those 7 kids. I married her, but I love you. Like, really? I can't believe someone can use the same ridiculous line over and over again and it still works. Married men with Kamborotos, please, I'm begging you guys, write a book. How are you pulling this off? I'm begging in the name of anything that's holy, whether it's in Asia, Middle East, Africa, as long as that thing is holy, I'm begging you in the name of whatever that is, please write a book. Please. Asking for a friend, of course.
Explain this feeling. I think about it every day and day. crying, hoping maybe you'll come back. And no, I tell myself not to be afraid to move on, but it seems I can't. No new man is giving me attention. It ain't the same as your affection. Though I know I should be content, in the back of my mind I can't help but question. Cause he kissed me on the forehead before we lay, showed up my doorstep.
Does she know that you like to play PS2 until 6 in the morning? Oh, if she didn't, we'd be breaking up. I don't have a social life, so playing PS2 until 6 in the morning, that's my social life. That's how people end up single. Anyway, you have 4 minutes to the hour of one. 4 minutes to the hour of one. Singuru Nesi, Singuru Taxi. Singuru Taxi. Japan was, even though it was just on social media last year, it was actually all over, all over Japanese TikTok about the Japanese government, thinking of, making plans to implement single tax to the point of, to sort of motivate people not to be single, aka, again, motivating people to get married because they are also, their population is in steep decline. Again, the elephant in the room is the cost of living, people. Someone to implement a whole ministry, someone to implement taxes. Again, on the single tax, Argentina did that in the early 1900s. It didn't work. Women decided to turn it into an employment opportunity. It was a good one, a very good one. Which is, again, if it's implemented, if that is true, and if it's implemented by Japan, okay, a lot of Japanese ladies are about to get very rich from that business opportunity. And I won't blame him. I won't blame him at all.
Hello. Hello.
EMV Records.
Na unajua likitua, siku inapita tu. Usiku na unaingia, I'm here without you my boo. Ona na konda nyelewe, na nusu yangu niwewe. Na unajua likitua, siku inapita tu. Na kuombea na dua, nikitamani utarudi tu. Je, upo aje na wewe?
Forget French, Swahili hits different.
Nikiwa mbali na wewe, baby boo, cutie. I don't know if they get to you.
Welcome back. It's a minute to the hour of, actually just seconds to the hour of one, which brings us to the end of Mind the Gate for today until, wanna say until next Sunday, but not really. We're gonna do that again. Okay. On the Sunday of the 25th. Because the whole of next week, I'm just going to disappear into oblivion. That's one thing I like about Namibia. gives you time to go out there and help contribute to the workforce. But you can do both training and production, it turns out. So see you guys on the 19th on Home Run, but for Mind the Gap, see you guys on the 25th. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. I'll try to use my own advice. Don't drink and drive, especially day by driving. Not much of a problem. Day by drinking. Can't make any promises. So just be safe. This is the time of the year when a lot of those coming back home, coming back from home or from different destinations that will spend a lot of the festive seasons. This is the time when we are now retentening. It's again makes sense in Timbukushu. The time for retentening and. It's the roads are busy, so just the drivers, please service your car and please drive safe. Watch the road, fasten a seatbelt, because we want you to return back to your workplace, and so you can just well contribute towards the economy for the next wonderful December come the end of 2026. So until then, y'all be safe out there.